Well, it looks like the United States is going to be hanging round in Afghanistan for much longer than previously thought. The Afghan parliament has now approved a strategic pact between Kabul and Washington that sets out a long-term U.S. role in Afghanistan. The deal was signed by President Barack Obama and President Hamid Karzai earlier this month. It allows the U.S. military to stay in Afghanistan for at least another decade after 2014. That's the time when most foreign forces are planning to pull out of the country. Live in Kabul with us now is Mr. Ahmad Shah Ahmad Zai, a former Afghan prime minister. Mr. Ahmad Zai, thank you very much for being with us. First of all, was it a surprise for you that the Afghan parliamentarians did vote for this strategic pact? Were you expecting them to do that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is very unfortunate. We were not expecting this approval of the parliament from the Afghani parliament. But it is a very pity, and this means that the fight and the war will be continuing in Afghanistan for another decade. And it is very unfortunate. We wanted to have a peace after one decade and to see a peaceful Afghanistan. Now this means now, with the approval of the parliament, now the peace is gone from Afghanistan, at least for another decade. And this is very, very, very a big tragedy for the whole Afghan nation.
Well, Mr. Ahmad Zai, the argument that those who are for this pact are giving is that they say, first of all, those troops that are going to stay are going to be backup forces, they're going to be training forces, they're not going to be involved in combat or war. And another thing that these people are saying is that Afghanistan cannot cope with without U.S. forces after these forces withdraw. It's not, they say, still able to bring security to the nation. What's your counter-argument?
You know, the problem is we are completely and strongly against the military treaty signed between these two countries. Other treaty, including training of the army or police, this is, we have no objection, but the bad point is that they will be here militarily and they will do what they have did for the last one decade, and there is no guarantee that they will not go and they will not do night raids and they will not kill the innocent people. This guarantee does not exist, and that's what we worry, that the American will do what they want.
So basically what you're saying is that this pact does not include the guarantees that we know even President Hamid Karzai was asking for. He was against the night raids that you refer there, at least verbally. So why was this pact signed without those guarantees?
This is the problem. We worry all that the guarantee, this is not clear that there is a guarantee of not achieving the night raids. And Karzai said so many times, but it didn't happen to be true. And they are doing what they want, and this is a very bad situation for the Afghan people.
Right, Mr. Ahmad Zai, another issue that's come up as a result of this pact is the issue of sovereignty for Afghanistan and the effect that this pact may have even on regional countries. What are your thoughts on that?
Can you repeat it?
Yes, of course. First of all, the issue of sovereignty for Afghanistan, how this can affect the independence and the sovereignty of the Afghan nation as a whole, and whether presence is going to affect regional countries at the same time.
You know, these two points that we are worried. Number one, till the military existence of the American is here, our sovereignty is facing question. We will not be calling our country as a sovereign state. And number two, the region. We want not only peace for ourselves, we want the peace for the whole region. And if the American military is there, there is no security for the region at all.
Mr. Ahmad Shah Ahmad Zai, former Afghan Prime Minister, joining me there live from Kabul with his comments. Thank you very much, sir.